Welcome back to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about the art of being human. That is to face all of the parts of ourselves that we find uncomfortable or hard to talk about or hard to even grapple with, to be quite honest. If you enjoy this show, the best compliment you could give me is to give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to the show, or to share the message or to share the show with your Instagram following or with somebody that you think the show might resonate with. In addition, if you want to engage more with my content, more with my work, you can do that at rickalexander.com, or you can check out my new book, Ambitious Heroes and Heartache, which is available on Amazon in all formats. Without further ado, on to the show. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross said, "People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out. But when the darkness sets in, their true beauty is revealed only if there is a light from within." And then Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." So this week, we spoke on Wednesday's episode a little bit about starting to pay more attention to your inner life, starting to cultivate some awareness around the things that you're passionate about, and simply just taking an interest in the things that you're interested in and not dismissing them as peripheral to your story, but actually allowing them to be part of your story, because maybe you start pulling on that thread and you have no idea where it's going to go. And so that was the idea of Wednesday's episode. Well, what I want to do today is ground this episode in the understanding that the world, right, the external world is not going to help you stay connected to the ground or yourself. It's your job to cultivate that connection. And so what I mean is this: whenever you do something external in the world, whether you make a post on social media, maybe you write a blog, you go to work, you have conversations with people, well, those people are going to validate you if you speak to them in the consciousness that they're living in. If you speak to them within their own worldview, you could say, then they're going to validate you. And so that's what that interaction means. That's what you get from people. But it's important to understand that what people aren't going to do is help you stay grounded, right? This is why we have to have close friends. We're social creatures. And I spoke a bit on Wednesday's episode about how at some point you figure out, what do I need to do for belonging? And then you start marching toward it. Well, as you march toward it, one of the things that you do is you actually put a mask on. It's called your persona, and it's the character that you play for the rest of the world. Now, we need those masks. I'm not saying that we don't. I mean, the goal of life really is to, hopefully, more and more as you grow, to let the true you, your essence, your soul, whatever word you prefer, to shine through that mask. And so you can rescue more of the true you and bring it into more and more interactions. Because if you're never the you that you know you are, so to speak, if your essence is never coming through, if you're never connected to that part of you, then you'll start to resent the world around you because you're not you. You don't get to be you. And so one of the reasons that we need close connections as social creatures is because we have to have a place where we can take the mask off completely, where we can collapse into vulnerability and actually be intimate, actually connect with somebody else. And those moments when we get to be seen for who we actually are, what those do is those help us become grounded in who we actually are. Because what happens is you wear the mask and it's like all of that psychic energy gets trapped under the mask. And so there's no way for it to, one, exit your body, and two, you start to feel fragmented. Like your personality starts to feel fragmented over time. And you know, anybody that's gone and done a job they hated and had to be someone they didn't like between the hours of 9 to 5 over and over and over for years on end knows exactly what I'm talking about. You get to a point where you're so far from who you actually are that you don't actually know who you are. And so one of the most important things you can do is have that close person, people. I mean, most of us, if we're lucky, might have one or two of these people in the world where you get to take the mask off and just be who you actually are with them. And that helps you ground yourself. It helps you understand who you actually are, to work through the things that you don't understand without having to perform. And that's the key part, because if you have to perform, You won't be vulnerable. And if you're not vulnerable, you can't connect. There's no intimacy that can exist from mask to mask. Not really. I mean, superficial connection, and we have millions of those, or you know, hundreds of those. But it's not the real thing. It's not the thing that heals. That's what I'm saying. It's not the thing that allows you to really come to grips with who you are and what you want. And coincidentally, the best thing that you could be for somebody else, if you're up to the task, is that container, right? Is to provide that container for somebody else who really, really just needs to take the mask off. Because the truth is, most of us at really early ages, we start to worship this model of success like we talked about on Wednesday's episode. And what we end up finding is that we have to become somebody in order to get that success. We find that we have to actually manufacture another personality or highlight parts of our personality and then diminish other parts. And as we do that, we just grow further and further from who we actually are. And the really tough part is, as I said, if you speak to people within their worldview, like if you, for example, you go to a law firm, you're a lawyer, we'll just use that as an example, and the worldview there is this is how we succeed. We get these number of billable hours and we get these clients. So there's only one way that they're going to celebrate you in that setting, right? And so if you get those billable hours and you go get those clients and do the things that they're going to celebrate you for, they'll validate you. But that doesn't help you stay connected and grounded to yourself. And that might seem obvious, but what's happening to many of us is that we're learning to play all of these roles for all of these different settings and all of these different people, and we're not quite sure who we actually are. Or maybe we have problems that come up. This is that psychic energy that comes up that's like kind of circulating around our mental faculties and has no off-ramp. What happens is that chaos begins to ensue, and we end up getting further and further from center. And so you've got to find the things that bring you back to center. You've got to find the people that bring you back to center. And if you, as I said, if you have a close relationship with, you know, it doesn't even matter, a friend that you really love, a lover, anybody that you feel could handle that kind of a container, the best thing you could do is give that to them. Because what you might find is that we've learned to wear the mask so damn well in our life that we have a lot of hesitancy to take it off, right? We're pretty scared about actually being vulnerable. It's actually the thing we're probably the most scared about in this world. And so that's why we always have that, you know, there's that archetypal reoccurring nightmare of the person standing on stage with their pants down in front of a lot of people. Being vulnerable is like one of the deepest fears that we have as social creatures. It's also the thing that can heal us. It's also the thing that can teach us that who we are is actually okay. And so one of the things that's interesting is if you give somebody else that space, what you do is you give them permission to be who they are, and then they'll give you permission to be who you are. It's called mirror neurons, and it's really how we work. We really do mirror each other's energy and each other's demeanor and disposition toward the other one. And so sometimes, even in relationships, you know, even in romantic relationships, it's really, really easy to just always wear the mask, to never take the mask off. And, you know, Instagram, that is a mask. That's exactly what that is. And so what happens is, because we haven't practiced coming home to self, being grounded in who we are, we will, let's say we come home from work, where should be the time when we get to take the mask off, but we don't know how. And so then we get on social media and we're like, well, let me just put another mask on, or let me put that same mask back on, whatever. And so we get really addicted to playing the character that we are. And when we do that, it becomes really difficult to figure out who we actually are. Now, the reason that that's a problem is because who you actually are has something to offer the world. There's no doubt about it. Again, that's Wednesday's episode. Like, how you see things is a little bit different than other people. How you experience things is a little bit different than other people. And for every person that speaks up about what they're feeling and what they're seeing, you know, there's a million other people that are too afraid to take the mask off or to speak up from behind the mask, and they're just waiting for you. What we need in this world today, especially, is people that are willing to be authentic. But that's a practice. You don't just get there. You know, the people that say, oh, I'm just me, you can take it or leave it. Most of those people, that's a mask, right? That's actually not who they are, because not everybody is all one thing most of the time. Those really aggressive people are like, you just can't handle me, right? I mean, most of the time, that's actually a mask, just like the other person that folds inward on themselves. They're just different ways of learning to survive in the same brutal world. And what I'm saying is, maybe there's more to you than the mask that you're wearing. And if there is, it's important that you learn not to seek validation 24/7, as I talked about in the last series, simply because that validation, you know, what you're doing is you're speaking to somebody's worldview. Likes on Instagram, they're like, okay, I see the world in a certain way. You make a post and they're like, oh, you see the world the same way. Let me validate that. But they're not going to help you get grounded and centered in who you actually are. That's your job. You know, that's why we need practices to do these things. And so, you know, it just takes time, and it also takes other people who are willing to create that container for you. Nature can create that container for you. There are ways to go about it, but it's a practice. This authenticity doesn't just happen overnight. But man, you get around somebody that's like really comfortable in their own skin being who they are. Actually, you know what? Two things happen. The first is it highlights people that aren't, you know, because a lot of times people are so used to wearing the mask, they don't know how to be in silence. And so if you're comfortable, you'll notice it. If you get really comfortable with who you are and you're in a social setting and you're not talking, they'll just keep talking. And they might even talk to the point where they're saying absolute nonsense because they don't know how to be with themselves. They don't know how to be with you. They don't know how to be with silence. So the second thing that it does when you learn to be who you are is that energy becomes contagious. You know, you start to, as I said, when you're with that romantic partner and you're trying to give them the space to be who they are, you give people permission all around you to be who they actually are. And maybe then we create a world where there's less resentful people. There's a very pragmatic reason for this, right? Because that subjective way that you're experiencing the world, there's so many other people that could benefit from that. But if you never take off the mask you've learned to wear, the people that are actually that actually need what you have, they'll never get it. And so the world actually does get better if we learn to become who we actually are and to prioritize the things that subjectively give us a sense of meaning. And so just wanted to give you that as a follow-up to Wednesday's episode and just a contemplation going forward for the day, for the weekend, is that the world isn't going to help you stay grounded or connected to yourself. That's your job to figure out how to do. Anyway, that's been the experience in my life. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing weekend. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.